morning, everybody. This is WCR's Morning Drive. I'm here with Michelle Benjamin, the Pittsfield City Clerk, and Heather Brezzo, Assistant City Clerk. And we're going to talk about how you can set up and vote in this election. Now, as you know, we're interviewing potential candidates for all the seats. And I just want to say this. It's your duty to get out and vote. And because it's a midterm election, I'm putting a lot of extra effort into getting you out. And these ladies, if you don't vote, it's your own fault. Because they've bent over backwards to make it possible for everyone to vote. So without further ado, for Gua, soup du jour, my good friends, Michelle and Heather.
How are you, kids?
Well, hello.
Good. How are you doing?
Well, for an old fat bald guy with no hair, pretty good.
So silly. Early,
there's all kinds of stuff. Why don't you guys just share? The only thing I want to end up with is the wards and things like that, so the people know where their wards are. But there's early voting, mail-in voting, come-in-place voting. So it's your turn.
So we had the ballot drawing yesterday, and yeah, we placed the order for the ballots, received the proofs today. So it looks like we might have absentee ballots as early as Monday, October 6th.
Wow.
And people can vote by mail, or they can absentee vote. We do not have early voting for local elections.
Okay.
So anyone can vote by mail. And you can also come into the office and vote in person by absentee, but you have to qualify to vote by absentee. And those requirements are either you're physically unable to get to the polls, you are out of town on election day, or for religious beliefs. Those are the only three qualifying options to vote by absentee in person here at our office.
Okay. Okay, and again, Michelle and Heather and I always have this, we're going to debate and take what the percentage of the vote is going to be. My goal this year is to get as many people to the polls or as many people to vote as possible.
Well, it's always important, and although this isn't a mayoral race, there is still citywide councilor at large, citywide school committee, and there's three ward councilors that are contested race.
Four.
So it's very important if you want change and you want new faces, you can use your right to vote and make that.
Yeah. And the other side of that is if you're happy with the people that are there, vote to keep them there.
Vote for them.
Right.
You know, I've interviewed several so far, and I thank every single person that is running for running, and I wish them good luck because, as you guys know, I mean, you sit up there in city council meetings, Michelle, and there's times when you have to ask yourself, why am I doing this?
Never.
No, I know. Yeah, I know. But one of the things, too, is as we look at it, you drew the ballot yesterday. That was a big deal. And that will be publicly available soon?
Well, it's on PCTV.
Oh.
If anybody has questions, we won't put the ballots on our website.
Okay.
I mean, we have the ballot order, and the ballots are ordered. But that's not something we have a list published outside of our office.
Oh, okay.
If anybody wants to stop in, take a look.
Now, I don't want you to take this as a threat, but I'll probably stop by and just, you know, look at it, take a picture, and get thrown out again.
Well, we can't wait to kick you out.
I know, and I appreciate that. It makes me feel at home. But this time, not three police officers. One will do it. I'm too old to fuck. The polls, you know, so many people, I will say this, you probably will spend more time in a grocery line at the big Y than you will at the polls, unless you hit it right at noon or when everybody running to do it. And I'll remember my mother walking us to, we used to be St. Charles School was our poll, walking polling place, walking us down in talking to us about how important it was. I would really encourage you to do that with your own kiddos. You know, bring them to vote with you.
I agree. I used to bring my kids when they were young.
Patrick. Yeah, we did it with I you know, patriotism and citizenship and all those things, they're learned traits. Kids, it isn't something innate. You have to do it. But and we'll do this a couple times. Let's run over the polls. Not run over them.
Sure. We have wards 1A and B are located at Reed Middle School.
Okay.
Ward 2A is at Morningside Community School. Ward 2B is the Somerset Fire Station. Ward 3A is Providence Court. Ward 3B is Egremont School. Ward 4A is Herberg Middle School. Ward 4B is, I'm sorry, Williams School. And wards 5A and B are both located at the library. And ward 6 is Columbia Arms Housing on Columbus Avenue. Ward 6B is County Community School. Ward 7A is the Pex Road Fire Station. And 7B is Capeless Elementary School.
So,
All of these are also located on our website. If anybody has a question, they can take a look at the website and it will tell where the location is. You can also go to our website and it has a little link, Where Do I Vote? And it will tell you. It goes to the state site, but you put in your address and it will tell you your polling location.
that's cool. That's really cool. Yeah. And for people that are going to come in to vote, say at City Hall, what do they have to have with them?
So you are not required to have an ID unless you have not answered your local census. Your local census is what keeps you active on the voter rolls. So if you did not answer your census, we will ask you to provide an ID. The polls are not required by state law to ask for an
Right.
ID unless they are not updated on their census.
And at a polling station, that would be by that book you put out, right? It, where you live and all that.
There's an indicator in there if someone needs to provide ID due to inactivity of voting by not answering the census. And then that voter will just have to provide their ID, talk to the other election workers there. They're still allowed to vote. They just need to take one additional step because we're human and mistakes, forget.
And
It'll happen. They can still vote.
while we're talking about that, that's how important the census is. Because it's not only your right to vote, there's so many other things that are dependent upon the census, like, you know, representatives and money and
Our
all these kinds of
federal
things.
dollars, how much
Yeah.
we
Yeah. And too often people just don't even do it. And to me, it's a 3-minute deal to do it, really. It's not like complicated, but I guess some folks don't feel it's important, but it really is important.
It
So,
sure is.
Michelle, in the midterms, you and I have been back and forth on these a few times. What are you predicting a turnout?
Well, just today when we were ordering the ballots, we took a look at the 2023 election
Yeah.
and the 2021 election. And it's always disappointing when you look and see what voter turnout was. 2 years ago, when we also had a mayoral race, we only had 31% turnout. And 2 years prior to that, in 2021, we had just over 19% turnout. So, unfortunately, there's a lot of money, time, and
Yeah.
people involved in pulling off these elections. You know,
Absolutely.
we have 84 election workers who are up bright and early, and they work a long, long day.
Yeah.
And for only 20% of the total 32,000 voters, it's disappointing. It's a long day for them when we don't have a lot of activity.
And again, Michelle and Heather have heard me say this. Don't vote, don't gripe. Because when you call me up to come on the show or see me, you want to gripe about something, what the first question, did you vote? If it's no, adios. Because that's how you express yourself in your law. It's no big names, mayor, council, not council, but congressman, or whatever. But this group of people in this election will control the city for the next 2 years.
I think that the group of people, the candidates that you have, they come out, they say they want to run for office, local office. That's still important. It's still a big deal. Your voice is heard
Super
immensely
important.
At the local level, more than a federal level. And it's really, it's courageous to want to run, to throw your hat in a ring. And then all those candidates collect signatures so that they can actually even be on this ballot. And all of those people who backed them, I think it would be great if all of those people actually go out and vote to support who they feel is best. So hopefully we would have a better turnout this year.
We have seven people running for at large for four positions. So so there's a contest there, and for school committee, we have nine people running for five positions.
Yeah.
So it is important that they get out there and vote. And then, like Heather said earlier, we have four wards that have contested races. So we really need people out there so that their voice is heard.
Yep. Ward 2, 5, 6, and 7.
Yes.
I am diligently, and that's the operative word, diligently, trying to interview all the people running. Opposed, unopposed. Just to let you, the viewers and listeners, hear from them. Because I look at this election more important. This is probably not right, but this is me. I look at this election more importantly than some of the bigger elections, because these folks, the city council and the school committee, will determine the pathway of the city for the next 2 years.
Correct, yeah.
Budgets, school readjustment, ordinances and rules. And that's why I think this is a very important race.
We agree. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
All the races are always important, but it is important really to hit home that using your right to vote in a local election is significant because it impacts you more close.
And the bottom line is your vote counts. It really does count in these elections, much more so than these big national elections. Yes, we'd like to win this district, but we have, as a city, we have a lot of challenges coming up. Nobody knows what the federal budget's going to be. I mean, conclusively, how much more are they going to cut from A, B, or C? The schools are talking about realigning the school thing. All of these things are important. And all of these things cost money, and all of these things influence taxes and all this other stuff. So if you don't vote, don't gripe. Because really and truly, you have an opportunity. They have made voting in Pittsfield, and I will say this, not because they're here, because I've said it elsewhere. They have made voting in Pittsfield very easy.
You said earlier, there's not a long line. So it's not like you're going to get stuck in a line for 10 minutes. You can get in and out of the polling places pretty quickly. Might take you longer to park than it will to go in and actually vote.
Yeah.
So we encourage you to get out there, you know, The election workers are happy to see you when you're coming in the door.
Yeah, they
And
are.
there's so many familiar faces between the election workers, the frequent voters, the people who are consistent. And it's kind of nice. They know each other. They want to go, they want to work, they want to do
Yeah.
to help the people vote. And they're all, well, we're beyond thankful for all of them.
Well, that, and they're all local. They
Yeah, right.
all have a dog in this fight.
Right.
You know, they voted. And I know Michelle and I have been so disappointed over the years of some of the really poor turnouts. And then those are the same people that are complaining about the taxes going up. But you have to be part of it. You can't sit on the sidelines and say, "Well, that's wrong." You know, I was, I, Michelle, just the effort. Just take a minute and let the people know the effort that all of you have been doing behind the scenes to get ready for this election. I think that's important.
There's so much that goes on to organize an election, and it starts in January.
Yeah.
Every odd year. Like in January, we put our election schedule together. We had to map out all of the dates for the preliminary election and the general election. We didn't have a preliminary this year, and that has saved the city close to $50,000. So it just starts in January, then in April, the nomination papers are available. And that usually goes through July, and then they have to be turned into the clerk's office. You know, you have to get your signatures
Yep.
and then bring them into the voter's office to have them certified. And then they're brought back over to the clerk's office. And once they're turned in, then you're actually considered a certified candidate. So that's all, you know, April, May, June, July. And then, you know, normally we have a preliminary in September, and we're organizing all of the deadlines. So we have the last day to request an absentee ballot is Friday, October 24th, and that's by mail. That's either an absentee ballot or an early voting by mail ballot. People have until Friday, October 24th to request one. If you are going to be out of town and you just realize that the election is coming up, you have until the day before, Monday, November 3rd, to come in and vote by absentee in person at our office.
And again, don't forget, though, there's only three requirements that allow you to do that. Cannot physically get to the polls, religious beliefs, or fully out of town.
Yeah. So then there's just so much that goes in. And then once we order the ballots, we have volunteers that come in. I mean, there's thousands of ballots. We break them down into packs of 50. So they're counting the ballots. So it's easier for the election workers when they, you know, they count the ballots when they get there. They don't take the individual packs out, but they count them by packs of 50. Then when they take that pack out, that's when they count. Make sure there's 50 in there. So there's accurate totals throughout the election day. If we receive any absentee ballots or early voting ballots on election day, they can drop them in our drop box. They can drop them in our office. They cannot deliver them to the polls. So they have to come here and we check them into our system to make sure we haven't received one already. Because occasionally people request a second ballot because they never got the first one. So there's so many checks and balances, and a lot of it is in our state system. So we check the ballots in, and then we hand deliver them back to the polls on election day. We do this up until 7:30 at night. Anything we receive after that are hand counted in the office, and they are added to the polls totals from each precinct.
But Dan,
go
ahead. No, no.
Oh, no, you go ahead.
Just on top of all of that, you have the Register of Voters Office calling all 86 of the election workers, scheduling them, making sure they still want to work. We set up training with them to go over everything just as an overview of what to expect
Sure.
throughout the day. All the supplies, all of the city's building maintenance will assist and help, and they bring all of the other
Yeah.
items that they need, the voting booths, the supply boxes, where even down to the pen that people mark the ballot on. It takes an army of people to work together to do that, to run the election, and everyone still continues to show up. So it's a very big process, but it doesn't happen like that.
That's exact. And you know, I think what you just said too, Heather, because I know somebody that worked, has been working at the polls. I know quite a few people. But the bottom line is, you treat the people right. You train them, you appreciate them. And none of them, I can tell you, none of them are doing it for the money. But
they did get a raise. Yes.
Boy, you too. 1, 2, 3. They did get a raise.
Unprompted.
Unprompted, yeah.
Well, we know all of them, really, too.
Yeah.
Names, their faces. That's a lot of people, and we still know them. We like getting to know them because they're important.
And right now we're fully staffed, but we're always looking for people to join us on a sub list. If anyone wants to stop into the office, fill out an application to be a substitute. You know, sometimes people get sick the day of the election and they call out. So we're always looking for people to join us to be on a substitute list. And, you know, as people retire from the polls, then we have to replace them. Our oldest election worker worked at Conte Community School, and he's a Spitfire. He worked till he was 95 years old.
Wow.
And he actually retired 5 years ago, and he will be 100 in November.
Wow.
So I'm going to give him a shout out. His name is Evio Mandera.
Good.
And he's just amazing. He still gardens in his garden every day, and
they do say his tomatoes are the best.
Yeah, he's got great tomatoes.
Well, I do my gardening at the Big Y produce area. I pick the tomato off the counter and put it in the bag. It's I'm not into agriculture. I as a child I had no choice, but now I do. We had a big garden, and after supper we went out weeding.
Yeah.
One of the things that I would like to say about this group, this election, and all the people, you know, there's been in the past some people have made snide remarks. Well, I will tell you this. I don't have a reputation, but if I did, I would stake it on how honest this election always is. Pittsfield always has been. And for people
Thank
to
you.
Make
always.
Always.
Thank you. And people who win, win fair and square.
Exactly. And those that lose, suck it up. You gave it your best. No, I don't say that nasty. You gave it your best. The people didn't vote for you. But
try again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, try again.
You always try again. That's what I'm saying. It's courageous to pull papers to run for an office.
Oh, I tell
no
them.
No matter you win or lose, you know you have that choice. You're still being brave and throwing yourself out there. It's commendable.
And not, I know a lot of people who lost their first race and won second and continuous races since then.
Yes.
But I got very angry at some people a few years back with an innuendo that something wasn't right. Well, let me tell you, I know what wasn't right, those people, because I know how hard they work, how hard they work to be fair and square and honest.
It's proven in the reports. It's proven in all of the double and triple and quadruple checking that we have to abide by on multiple legal levels, from local to state to federal. And every time it comes out honest, fair, and correct.
Exactly. And the other piece of it is they put so much effort into doing it. That's why I do this program. I want you, the voters, to know where you can vote and when you can vote and how you can vote. That's very important. But I also want you to know all the work in the background that you don't see when you walk into that polling station. All those things just didn't happen. Right? I mean,
Right.
you guys started in January, you said getting ready. I mean, folks, it's almost Halloween. No, I'm not wearing a costume before either one of them ask. But because it's a morning show, I would like us to go back and because some people are still coming in and going out with the kids and stuff. But we're here, Michelle Benjamin, Heather Brazel, the city clerk is Michelle, and the assistant city clerk is Heather. And they have collectively put together a really wonderful team to get us through this midterm election. Now, you got to get out and vote.
Right.
You got to get out and vote. I'll tell you, if you're in line longer than you're in a long line of Big Y, I don't know where you went to vote because I have usually what happens, they throw me out. But I don't take it personally. But I'm in and out in most 10 minutes. And that's because I chit chat with the people. But don't use that as an excuse. And I'll say it again because it is near and dear to my heart. When you go into any cemetery and you see all those flags, at some point in that person's life, they had a sign on a dotted line that they would die so that you could vote. And you can't take at most driving to and returning from 20 minutes to go and vote. I don't want to hear it.
It's flying by mail.
Yeah. And
Wait.
the polls are open for 12 hours. On local elections, the polls are open from 8 a.m. till 8 p.m.
Yeah, and think of that. 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. If you can't find 20 minutes in that period of time in a whole day, then you're a really busy dude, or you're a very poor time managed person. But Michelle, let's go back over the absentee and all that because that's important too. A lot of older people they just can't make it anymore.
Sure. So anyone can vote early by mail. For state and federal elections, we have early in-person voting. We do not have that for local elections. The
Okay.
cost involved in that is astronomical. So for local elections, we don't have a great turnout, so we don't offer it for local elections. You can vote by mail early, and that is open to everyone. You can also be an absentee voter, but that you have to qualify, and there's three reasons. You have a physical disability preventing you to get to the polls, or you are physically out of town on election day, or for religious beliefs that you can't come to the polls. So those you can come in person and vote. That's the only three reasons why you can come in person and vote for this election. Next year, anyone can come in person. We will have early voting for
Oh,
designated hours for 2 weeks prior to the election. But right now, it's just early vote by mail or absentee by mail or in person.
wow. And if you come in to the city hall, be prepared in case you haven't responded to your census.
And at the
Have
polls.
an ID with you. It's not mandatory if you've responded to your census. But if you haven't, then they're going to ask you to prove who you are. Is that correct?
Correct.
And folks, that's to protect all of us, really. Now, the polling places are.
They are Reed Middle School, and that is for wards 1A and B. Morningside Community School is for ward 2. Ward 2, I'm sorry, 2A. 2B is the Somerset Fire Station. 3A is Providence Court. 3B is Egremont School. 4A is Herberg Middle School. For B is Williams Elementary School. 5A and B are both located in the bottom floor of the library.
Yeah.
Ward 6A is Columbus Arms Housing on Columbus Avenue. And Ward 6B is Conti Community School. Wards 7A are the Pex Road Fire Station. And 7B is Capeless Elementary School.
And again, all of those will be well staffed. Well, the staff is well trained. There are people, you'll know a lot of them. Really will.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM. You're tuned to Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield and 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Mass. Retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms, customized solutions available. Online at sundrini.com.
PCTV Select is a great way to watch local content without having a cable subscription. You can keep up with the latest of what's going on in your community from anywhere in the world. And it's available for free right now. Watch live events in full HD on your TV, on your computer, or on the go with your mobile device. Or watch our large library of on-demand video programs anytime that's convenient for you. No more waiting until it's on TV. Did we mention it's free? PCTV Select is everywhere you need to be.
If you or someone you care about has experienced or is currently dealing with sexual or domestic abuse, Elizabeth Freeman Center is here for you, day or night, whether you're ready to take action or just want to talk. You are not alone. Call our free and confidential hotline to speak to a counselor today at 866-401-2425. That's 866-401-2425, or visit our website at elizabethfreemancenter.org.
Hi, my name is Al Perlman, and I love jazz. Mostly jazz from the bebop and beyond period of the 40s, 50s, and 60s. I also love sharing my passion for jazz from my extensive jazz vinyl collection with listeners here in Berkshire County. So please join me on Sundays at 8 p.m. for my show Jazz Collector Live on WTBR FM Pittsfield Community Radio.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org. And from UCP of Western Massachusetts. UCP of Western Mass is hiring full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. For more information, ucpwma.org/jobs.
You have chosen wisely.
WTBR. And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
What has been, and this is kind of a silly question, but what has been the most difficult part? Because I have my opinion, but what is the most difficult part of putting this together?
You first.
Well, mine is just getting a hold of the candidates to do the interviews. And I'm trying to be fair to everybody, but if they don't call me back or they don't respond to the email, I'm doing the best I can.
And if any of the candidates out there that are listening to this, if they have not received a call from you, please call our office and we can get you in touch with Bill.
Yeah.
We'd be happy to help. And
he's
trying. He did have a wrong email for one, but we clarified that. So,
well, funny you say that, because the hardest part for me is making sure I didn't make any typos.
Well, you did. And some of it is like telephone numbers. It's a telephone number that goes to nowhere, or you leave a message and they don't call. I have to, and I don't want anybody to take this offensively, but I have to draw the line. I have to have a cutoff. I've been just kind of an FYI. This is my 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This is my 5th interview today, and I have 3 more to go. So wow. I'm trying to give everybody a shot to be on, but I'm only one person, and in case you haven't noticed, I'm old, fat, and bald.
So, and if you haven't heard from anybody, Bill, please reach out to us after this, and we'll try and get a hold of those people as well for you.
I will do that, because you and I tracked down and finally got a good phone number.
Yes.
And still haven't heard anything back. I called, I've emailed.
You know what? We, as fair as we keep it, we know you keep it just as fair.
I try to give everybody their shot. And I applaud what the city does. I really do. I've lived in other places, and sometimes you go in and you really don't, excuse me, they don't want you to register to vote, you know?
And we're happy
to
help you. And we also have a new assistant clerk of elections and registrations. His name is Josh Munn, and he's doing an amazing job. A lot of the candidates have already met him. He's the first person you see when you walk into the voter's office.
Oh, cool.
And he's really on the ball. He's been here for 3 years now, and he recently moved up to that position, and he's doing an amazing job.
And I will tell you, too, if you've ever had to go into the city clerk's office for anything, you realize how professional and how caring and helpful they are. And that's everybody. That's not just Michelle and Heather. That's everybody who works in there.
Yeah, we have a great staff, and they work hard. And, you know, we get the craziest calls or questions, like, and we go above and beyond to help the residents of the city.
Yes. And just so that some people know, because I think it's a misnomer, if I may, clerk, city clerk. I've had people say, well, it's just a clerk's job. No, it's the keeper of the official records for the city of Pittsfield. Back to when, like, I was in high school.
Well, you were in high school in 1761, and that's how far back our records go.
There you go. And that's important, because all of this falls under these two ladies.
Yes.
All of it. The election, the records.
I'm lucky to have her.
I know. but the thing, and I will say this, and this is a total aside from when we come on. They have death certificates there, and I know this isn't a pleasant story, but I will tell you, you should get at least back to your grandparents, because when you go to doctors today, they're going to ask you. I had a very relative of mine call up and say, hey, Bill, so grandma and grandpa didn't have X, Y, and Z, right? I said, yeah, they did, and your father did, and my mother did, and it was a blood disorder. So there you go. It's on their death certificate.
Yeah. You can check genealogy. You can send emails. You can come in. You can ask. We do our best to find what we have. You can check history of voters, registered voters, history of
that's another good one. Yeah.
People have lived here. Like, if you thought maybe one of your relatives lived here in 1902, you could give us a name. We could look at that. Yep. You name it, we have it. And if we don't, we'll figure it out.
That was a lot of people running for election. You know who voted in election.
We do know who voted. We don't know how they voted.
Right. Oh, exactly. But if somebody came in and said, I need a list of those who voted in the last two elections or one election.
Yes. We provide that information to a lot of candidates. Some of them are looking for super voters, and they might target them. And we provide all of those. They're called extracts. And they're at no charge if we send them electronically. So we're happy to do that. We do that often. And you had mentioned something else earlier, and I just wanted to make a note of it. Yep. It's really important to answer your census and to have your children listed on them.
Oh, good point. There are
also like certain things, like a welcome home bonus. If you're back from the service, you might qualify for an open or
welcome home
bonus. But you have to prove that you were a resident of the city. If you're... Say I had a son and I never listed him on the census, and then he moved out at age 17 and went into the service. If I didn't have him listed on my census, we couldn't prove that he lived here, and he wouldn't qualify for that open home welcome home bonus.
Yeah.
So it's really important to list all of your children on your census.
And keep it up to date. You know, I mean... Because as we said earlier in the show, a lot, it isn't just whether you can vote. It's how we get federal money, state money. You know, if you're older and you say, no, I'm not going to bother. That's wrong, because there's a lot of money that's attached to seniors.
To each individual person. You're right.
Yep. Yeah.
And the dollar values may differ with age. And another thing that it's important for the young children to be on it, because the schools do projections for enrollment for kindergarten and even earlier than that. The school department will request a list for ages 3 and 4 year olds. The school department is the only place that we can release that list to, because anyone under 18 is protected under as a minor, and we are not allowed to disseminate any of that information except to the school department.
And again, you know, we're here talking with the city clerk and assistant city clerk. We're talking about the election, but I also think it's important you know all that they do there, because somebody said, where do you get a marriage? Just not a month ago, somebody said, where do I get a marriage license? And I'm thinking, why? No, but then.
Stop it.
No, but where do you get a marriage license? And I said, well, you go to the city clerk's office. Is that in a city hall? Yeah. Big, right in the front door, actually. And you must see that people come in and somebody sent them and they're not sure that they were at the right place.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I have to say, your staff handles that wonderfully. I was in there one day when somebody came in and they should have been down the hall, but they were so professional. And that's what makes your office what it is. We're going to go one more time. I know this is repetitious, but it's a morning show. Mom's getting kids on the bus. Dad's trying to get out of the car. you know, but I'll say it again. Please, please vote. I get so discouraged. I get so discouraged when I see these low turnout. These people have busted their butts to make it just easy to vote. It really is easy to vote.
Some past elections we've seen as low as 11% turnout.
I remember those.
And if you calculate the cost per vote that way, it's through the roof. So please get out and vote.
Yeah, and again, I repeat myself, but when you get to be 78, you can repeat yourself too. This election to me is as important as electing a president. Excuse me. Because the people that get elected this November, starting in January, will run the city, the school department, or the school committee, the schools, the city council, everything. And if you want to be part of that selection, I would think, because they're the people going to vote on your taxes, whether your street gets repaved, and a lot of things. And I just think I get not angry, I get really discouraged when I see how hard they work to make it so easy. And all you have to do is go in, tell somebody your name and address, And if it's not in the book, I do want to say, could you put a few more pens in? Last time I took a couple home by mistake.
Oh. You and a bunch of others.
Yeah. But the polls are open 8 to 8. Yes. No, they don't close for lunch because that's usually when they're busy.
Correct.
People running at lunchtime.
8 to 8 on Tuesday, November 4th.
And we're going to go over the awards one more time. And also, try to learn as much about the candidates as you can. We're doing these shows. They'll be up on the web there. All the interviews finish, you can go back and double check people. I've interviewed about 6 or 7 already, maybe 10. They're all very committed people, and they want to do the right thing. And you guys have run into them, getting their paperwork and all that. I mean, I'm telling you, I'm impressed. I'm impressed with the group of camp.
We are too. Yeah. It's gonna be tough choices when you go to the polls. So
very tough.
And
very
like tough. You said, you should do your homework. If you have questions, reach out to the candidates. They're happy to answer any questions you may have.
And a lot of them have already been canvassing. I was blown away. They've already been out canvassing their wards. What do they want? What do the people? I mean, that to me was amazing. No one has ever knocked on my door and says, so if I get elected, what are you looking to get done? So I applaud those people. I will just quickly go over. Ward 1 is Kenny Warren. He's running unopposed. Ward 2, Cameron Philip Cunningham, and he's running as is Corey Francis Walker for Ward 2. Ward 3, Matthew Wren, unopposed, and he's going for re-election. This is what gets me. Some of these people, this is a tough job. And if you've been watching any of these city council meetings, I'm thinking, are you crazy? No. I take my hat off. Jim Conant, he's running Ward 4 unopposed. Ward 5, Patrick Cavey against Michael David Grady. Patrick Cavey's running and Jim Conant for re-election. Ward 6, Walter Powell. Dina Lampiazzi running for re-election. Catherine Moody. She's running against Tony Mafuccio. And then there's the school committee, which is, it's amazing the people that are running for school committee. And I applaud them. Mm-hmm. I applaud them. There's Sarah Calissa Mule, Jacob Klein, Dan Elias, longtime school committee member, Jeffrey Berger, Carolyn Berry, Sierra Batori, Vicky Smith, Catherine Yan, and Heather McNeese. All of them, they're really running hard to support the school system and us, and do the best they can for all of us, and I believe that. So one more time, we're going to go through the wards. Did I miss anybody?
But you didn't do the at-large candidates. I was thinking you missed one person, but you didn't do. Yeah.
Oh, I have them right here. You're right.
Yeah, they're might
right.
as well.
Back page. Front page. Peter White, he's running for re-election. Lawrence Klein, he's the newbie. Kathy Amuso, re-election. Karen Kalinowski, it is kind of a re-election. She had a break in the service, but she was on the council before. Alicia Costa, she's running for re-election. Earl Persip is running for re-election. And Sarah Hathaway is running for city council, not school committee. So I think it's important that get to know them. We have time. Get to know them. You know, don't go trick-or-treating if you don't know who they are. I'm going to take candy out of your bag. We're going to do the polls one more time, and then I'll let you lovely ladies go. And I've got to get to the hairdresser.
All right. Ward 1A and B, Reed Middle School. Ward 2A, Morningside Elementary School. Ward 2B is Somerset Fire Station. 3A is Providence Court. Ward 3B is Egremont Elementary School. 4A, Herberg Middle School. 4B, Williams Elementary School. Wards 5A and B are in the basement of the library. 6A at Columbus Arms Housing. 6B, Conti Elementary School. 7A, the Pex Road Fire Station. 7B, Capeless Elementary. And if anybody doesn't know where they report on Election Day, they can call the office and check. They can look online.
And if, they've recently moved, call us.
Good point.
You can vote. If you haven't registered at your new polling location, you can vote up to 6 months after you've moved at your old polling location. Oh, wow. So if you've recently moved, give us a call. You have plenty of time to register. The last day to register is Friday, October 24th at 5 p.m. So our office will be open till 5 p.m. on October 24th for the last day to register.
Plenty of time and plenty of time to get all the questions in.
Yes, and I would say to you folks out there, listeners and viewers, don't hesitate to call. Don't hesitate to go in because don't miss the vote because you had a question that you couldn't get answered. I just heard something that probably they've heard it in the past, but you know what's up there now, oatmeal. But about that, if you move, you can still vote for 6 months at your old location.
If you lived in another community and you moved into Pittsfield and you didn't register, you can't vote here.
Right.
So if you lived in Lenox and you moved to Pittsfield, you need to register by that deadline. But if you live somewhere in the city and you move to a new location in the city, you have up to 6 months where you can go back and vote at your old polling location.
There are more rules that these ladies know that they just pull out of, oh, by the way.
And when you say rules, we are governed by Mass General Law. So everything we do, we are following Mass General Laws.
Yeah, and I'll place my own head on the block to say how honest, how thoughtful, and how involved they have been putting this election and every election. I've known them. Michelle and I go back. I'm not going to tell you because she's just a kid. But
this is my 16th year doing elections. This is Heather's 7th or 8th?
8th
year. So we've been around for a while. We're
seasoned.
Seasoned is a good word.
Yes,
we're not old. We're seasoned.
Yeah. Anything more you guys want to put out? Because we got a few more minutes. If not,
I just have one other thing.
Please.
So the city council has seen a lot of things come forward over the past several months, and there was talk about questions being on the ballot. This November, there will be no questions on the ballot. So just in case anybody's wondering, they're talking about charter changes, and a lot of that stuff is at the Attorney General's office now. So unfortunately, it's too late for this ballot. So there will be no questions on the November ballot.
Now, quick question to that point. If somebody wants to get something on the ballot, because I've been watching the meetings, how do they do that?
So it's a big process, and that is one of the things that the only questions that I've had put on the ballot since I've been here were the CPA funds. But if a citizen wants to get something put on the ballot, there's several Mass General laws that we have to follow, and it would be a referendum petition.
Okay.
And that would require 15% of the total registered voters to have it get on the ballot. So whatever the 15% of 32, almost 33,000 voters is. So it's a process. And if it's something that they're interested in doing, they should start
now,
early on in the year.
Yeah. And again, it is a mechanism, but with all bureaucracy mechanisms, there are all kinds of dotted I's you got dot and T's you got across.
A lot of hoops to jump through.
A lot of hoops. I can't thank you ladies enough. Good luck. I know you're prepared. I really do know you're very well prepared for this election. Thank you for coming on. And thank you for agreeing to do all you do. I mean, people should feel very confident in this group of people.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it.
Listen, I tell you to behave yourselves, but I know better. but I will say to the, you guys can go. I got a few things I want to tell the audience. And then I just can't thank you enough. This is important stuff, getting this information out to the people. Because sometimes they say, well, I didn't vote because I didn't know where my poll was. Well, if you don't know now, we told you three times. And if you still don't know, pick up the phone and call them. Or go on. Let me clarify that. If you're computer literate, and I'm not that good with them. Believe me, if I didn't have the backup at the station there, you wouldn't be seeing this. But if you can't do computers, don't hesitate to call. You'll find them so very, very helpful and courteous and kind.
Thank you.
No, I mean, maybe it's because you guys run it that way. That's what's acceptable to the employees. And that has always been my belief, that management dictates the mood and the culture. Behave yourselves if you can.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks, kids. All right, now, just quickly, I will say to you, once again, please get out and vote. Make arrangements. There's a lot of people who provide rides. Check with some of the candidates when you're talking to them. They sometimes provide rides. So whatever you can do, please do. And just remember, voting in this country we take for granted. I've been in other countries where it truly is a privilege. And a lot of people in those countries don't vote because they're afraid. We can vote because we're not afraid. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Please vote. Continue to watch the candidates as they come up. Learn about them. Call them. Get their opinions after, if you hear something on here that you want clarified. I do want to thank you, all of you, for all your support through the years for me and this program and WTBR and PCTV. God bless. And today, lift somebody's burden. Don't be part of their burden. We're all in this together. We need each other. And kindness and helpfulness cost nothing. Talk to you soon. Be well. Thank you for watching and listening.